Bradshaws, Vanderpump Rules. Come gather round and make fun of his fools.
A podcast of Bravo, nothing runs with Bravo.
That's okay, we only care about Bravo.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com. You can find me at bsideblog on Twitter and Instagram and all sorts of social media. And joining me, as always, is my wonderful and lovable co-host, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hello, Benjamina.
Oh, hello there, Ronnie. Ronnie can be found at trashtalktv.com, which is a great website with all sorts of hilarious satirical parodies of The Real Housewives, et cetera, recaps. You should all go there and then follow him on Twitter, trashtweettv, and just have a ball with it. And then, of course, you should absolutely follow this podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/ Watch What Crappens. There's so much content on there. It's amazing. It's so much more than this podcast. Great community of people. We will probably be referencing some of the readers in this very podcast. So get involved, like it, and have
fun. Oh my God, some funny stuff on there. I was just watching someone taped the scene of Kim losing it last night at the dinner table and posted it on here, and I just keep watching it over and over. It's hysterical. Stupid Kim. You're this mad if someone can tell the story right, Ken!
So this is actually, I'm very excited about this, because what Ronnie is referring to, in case you didn't know, in case you've been living under a rock slash having a real life, he's referring to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which was absolutely crazy last night, and we have to dive right into it. And I'm very excited to say, here comes a Ben Mandelker name drop, which is that just prior to starting the recording of this, I said we're going to hash this all out, and Lisa Vanderpump direct messaged me and said, "Well, oh, but it's not live. I'm sorry, Lisa."
Oh, I know. I wish this was still live so you could just say, "Get on the phone, lady."
I know. I mean, technically, if she has a Skype account, we could Skype her in. Do you think maybe I should message her that? Should I tell her? Should I try to get Lisa Vanderpump to come in on this?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm gonna message.
Don't do that crazy, but go for it.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna totally try it. Ronnie, you talk for a moment while I type this to her.
Okay. So the basic thing, the show went crazy last night. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills went nuts. We have been waiting this whole season to see what the big brouhaha is, because we've been promised since the very beginning. I don't know if you remember the preview for this season. I did not until someone posted it on our Facebook page. But in the preview for the season, you see that Brandy is turned against Lisa, and she's telling Yolanda, "So do you really believe that she's blackmailing Kyle and Mauricio?" Which was cut out of the show last night, unfortunately. So we didn't get to see that scene. I don't know if there were lawsuits involved or what.
Right.
But apparently it went further than we even knew. And there were some like allegations of blackmail, whatever. But last night we finally found out what all of this is about. Brandy finally came up with a reason, because she's been mad at Lisa this whole time, but has not been able to come up with a legit reason why.
Yes.
Yeah. For all she said is that she's been manipulated. But now,
To what end? I still don't understand.
Yeah, me neither. So we finally found out, or Brandy finally came up with a reason.
And did it have to do with like a dead body, or like someone's life being like destroyed or a maiming?
Or like Lisa aborting Adrian's, you know, first child, and then Adrian couldn't have children after, so she adopted?
Yeah, or laundering money, or some sort of sensational international crime. What was it, Ronnie? What was the cause of all of it?
Carry more than 12 ounces of liquid onto an airplane?
That's just offensive.
It was... where is this coming from, darling? Ask Sheena Marie. So the first part is that this is all Brandy saying that she's mad that Lisa is friends with Sheena Marie. Well, you guys are so close, but you're friends. Yeah, she's known her for 5 years, and she worked for her. So yeah, What's your point, Fetch?
And let me say to that point as well that on that season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, when Brandy came to Sur, at that point, Brandy and Lisa weren't even, like, very good friends. I mean, remember the whole thing with Lisa was that she was not friends with Brandy because everyone said she was awful, and then she discovered on her own that Brandy was actually pretty cool. And so even if it's true that Lisa and Sheena were as thick as thieves, she didn't owe anything to Brandy at that moment.
No, and Brandy's saying it bugs her, and she's being used, and this all was a setup so that Lisa could get publicity for her show. Okay, bitch, think about what you're saying. You're saying that 5 years ago, Lisa looked at one of Pandora's friends. This was before Real Housewives even started. And Lisa said to herself, I'm going to try and get on a Real Housewives show. I'm going to make them have a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm going to get on it.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to lay really, really low. Then I'm going to have the producers lie about some ex-model anorexic bitch being friends with Cedric. And then she's going to worm her way into my life. Meanwhile, I'm just going to keep this hidden secret I have of Pandora's friend waiting tables at my restaurant so I don't lose her. then she starts Sir because that's going to be a great backdrop for a spinoff just in case she ever gets one and is able to use this waitress to go against this anorexic model idiot that she doesn't even know yet. I mean, come on, none of this even makes any kind of sense. And I was hoping that there was going to be something real to all this and that Lisa Vanderpump really would be outed as some evil mastermind, but come on, that's it.
I have to say, I give, like, where was it? Nancy Deneen on our Facebook page wrote, great episode. My favorite quote slash accusation by Brandy to Lisa was, quote, capitalizing off my heartache, said by the woman whose role on the show and book deals are solely due to the fact that her husband divorced her. So, like, this just goes to show, like, you know, when Brandy said that Lisa is capitalizing off her heartache with Sheena, etc., it's bullshit. Brandy's the one who's capitalizing off of it.
Yeah.
And enough with the heartache already.
And guess what? It's illegal to fire somebody because your friend doesn't like them.
Yeah, exactly. No, the whole thing is...
Your disgusting husband was fucking a 20-year-old. That's gross. When he was like 40.
Yeah, and so, like... And I
married a fucking pervert in the first place.
And meanwhile, I mean, you know, the things that Cedric did to Lisa and Ken were also reportedly just heinous and awful. And yet, you know, I never saw Lisa hold that really against Brandy the way that Brandy holds, you know, Lisa's... You know, the fact that she has Sheena on the payroll, the way that she holds that against Lisa. So it's like a total double standard by Brandy at this point. And that we're not even at the main
fight. She doesn't even care about that. She does not even care. She has said in the media the past couple of weeks that she went after Lisa because, well, she fired her whole team because she's looking so badly this year. So apparently she fired everybody that works for her and blames them and says that Nene Leakes is the one who told her to turn on Lisa because if you bring the most powerful one down, you'll be the most powerful or whatever. So we already know that this is bullshit and she's just lying and making shit up.
Right.
And so to see that it's this is just sad. So I'm not even going to try and waste any time trying to think of how Brandy feels or where this is coming from because we just know it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, much and the same way it's also crap the way that Yolanda has now piled onto it because truly, Yolanda, if you went back in time, you know, like 6 episodes ago, you know, Yolanda would have looked at this whole situation and be like, well, you know, we're all mature ladies and it's up for us all to get along and, like, it's okay. I think it's a wonderful thing that Lisa and Kyle are friends now. But now because Lisa skipped out on, like, painting Palooza 2014, now all of a sudden Yolanda is like, well, you know, I think it's very strange. It's very fake. It's very Hollywood Friends that she's friends with Kyle all of a sudden. It's like, shut up, Yolanda. You don't even know what you're talking about. And furthermore, I don't know what's more fake, the fact that Lisa had a party for Mauricio because it was, like, convenient or whatever, and she gets along with Kyle, this woman that she's known for a long time. They've had some rough patches, but they got over it and they got through it. Or the fact that Yolanda hated Kyle for, like, the first half of the season. Yolanda wouldn't even talk to Kyle, and until I think she made Kyle cry at Carlton's castle at one point. And then Kyle went running off crying. And then Yolanda goes and hugs her in the closet. And it's like, it's okay. I know you have a lot on your plate. I mean, you want to talk about fake. What about that 180? That's 10 times worse than Lisa throwing a party for Mauricio.
Well, not only that, but they showed that clip last night. And yeah, the editors were making it seem like Yolanda was saying, oh, I remember that night that we were in Palm Springs and you were crying and came to there. They were making it seem like Lisa had made her cry.
Yeah.
Well, let's remember who made her cry. That was Brandy, who was the one who brought up the cheating allegations that were in all the magazines really rudely and really loudly at dinner.
Yes.
And that's why Kyle was crying. Yeah. So now, all this time later, they're trying to make it seem like Lisa put some tabloid in Brandy's purse or bag to try and get her to talk about it, when Brandy just blurted it out to hurt Kyle on purpose. Like,
yeah,
we have TVs, you guys. I know that we're kind
we
of
have
idiots.
TVs, but they don't always have brains, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know that we're kind of idiots because we're fans of this show. Yes. In the first place, and we watch this. Like, we should definitely get our man cards taken away just for that alone. But we're not that stupid. I mean, we can fucking see. It's like, Kyle, we know you're not a size zero. You're on TV. We see you. Yeah. This is a radio show. Yeah. Jesus.
So, you know, you mentioned the magazines, and that was really at the heart of this issue. No pun intended issue.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came out, was magazines.
So the big issue is this. So they're all sitting beachside. They're in Puerto Rico, by the way. They're on a truly beautiful, lovely vacation that Joyce has set up for them. And they're all sitting there having a lovely time in the water. And Yolanda decides this is the time to have a conversation. So Yolanda butts her face in, and she says to Lisa, like, you know, I think this is very fake, what you've done, da-da-da-da-da-da. And Lisa's kind of like, first Lisa says, I sorted everything out with Kyle. We sorted it out. And it's none of your business, which is correct on both fronts. And then she also starts talking about, well, you know, Brandy doesn't get phone calls from you anymore. Brandy doesn't get this from you. And then Lisa says, well, when was the last time Brandy called me? Exactly. That's one of my least favorite things, when someone says, you don't call me anymore. Well, why don't you pick up the phone and call me? Like, that's
especially
ridiculous.
After Brandy's been complaining that Lisa's mothering her for weeks.
Yeah.
And Brandy has been ignoring her on purpose.
Yeah.
For weeks, like we've seen it.
I did not invite her to meet her family up in Sacramento. You know what? If someone did that to me, you know what I'd do? I would pull away also.
Yeah.
You won't get your morning phone call from me, Ronnie Karam, if you pull that on. There will be none of that.
Yeah, so Yoli is like, well, you know, this is how Brandy feels. She has bad feelings. Okay, so now I have to take a real life break. Well, as real life as this gets. I made the mistake, or had the pleasure, whichever way you look at it, of going to Bravo TV and reading the blogs, the cast blogs, which are just a nightmare. First of all, Kim, learn punctuation and spelling. Like, I know that you didn't get to go to school as a child, but you're still alive and there are still schools.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you need to pull a Jerry Blank and, like, go back to kindergarten. You'd fit in there and you'd probably find a decent boyfriend for the first time in your life. But the one that I'm referring to is Yolanda's, because that bitch is backpedaling so far and so fast, it is hilarious to watch. First of all, Yolanda has had a really bad week publicly because she's fighting with Stupid Housewives blog on Twitter.
Oh, God.
She's trying to get people to go after this blogger and calling her a bully, and you're internet bullying me. So this week on her Bravo blog, she is, oh, sorry, Ben, I got your text. I'm too loud.
Yeah, I just texted Ronnie to say that he was too loud and causing distortion. But I was trying to do, I was trying to be subtle because I didn't want to interrupt his rant. But I guess.
Oh, no, I can't be subtle. Hold on, let me get my Scott preferences. So anyway, so I go to her. Oh God, yeah, it's all the way up.
Yeah, you turned that down a little bit, Ronnie.
Okay, do I sound better now?
Well, it's hard because you're not ranting.
Okay, so she
you're still distorted. You're still distorted.
Damn it.
Okay, well, now rant. Rant away.
This is as low, I think, as it'll go.
Okay, that's good. Good enough.
Built-in microphone. Right there.
You sound great.
So she, first of all, the last paragraph of her blog is dedicated to someone who was internet bullied, which is hilarious.
Jules Aaron. It's like a black and white video montage of Jules Aaron. Never
the
forget.
The first part of the blog is like, oh, you know, we didn't plan to pick on Lisa, and we didn't all gang up on her. You know, I just wanted to talk about my own issues with Lisa, which was not coming to my daughter Gigi's, you know, painting party. And this is all I was trying to talk to Lisa about. Again, we have TVs. We saw you go up to Lisa and say, this is how Brandy's feeling. Like, it was not about your fucking painting party, at least the way you spoke it.
Yeah.
Also, she's on Twitter trying to, like, rig this competition for her stupid daughter who's, like, first of all, great mother. You sent your daughter off to do some topless shoot for Sports Illustrated. And then you have to get your fucking crazy fans on Twitter to go vote for her so she'll win. Rigged. You're a lie. You're full of shit. Yolanda Foster, shut up. Just shut up, Yolanda Foster. Well, you get to sit in the back seat with Jill Theron, and both of you can shut the fuck up.
So the thing is this, Yolanda, you know, I've actually been a fan of Yolanda for a while, even though we have certain friends, fellow guests, podcasters, who have called her the C word many times because they actually know her. And, you know, but I've always enjoyed her. But this episode, I think it really exposed a hypocritical, self-serving side of her. I did not like that she pulled Lisa aside and was like, Brandy feels this way, Brandy feels that way. And then when Lisa walks away, because she's like, you know, they're all these ladies are all being mean. And of course, they eventually come and follow her. And then Yolanda starts up again, and Ken comes to the defense of his wife, which I loved. I thought Ken was phenomenal this episode. He was acting like a real man, you know? He was not being disrespectful, maybe with Kim a little bit later on when he called her, I think, stupid. But when he basically was... but look, he wasn't being like Joe Giudice or anything. He wasn't like, get your fucking twat out of here. He was like, this is rubbish. That's ridiculous. Why would you even say these things? And what I did not like was that then Yolanda's like, you know, I wasn't speaking to you. Like, Ken shouldn't speak to me that way, and I wasn't even speaking to Ken. Like, Ken should not be speaking for Lisa. But you know what, Yolanda, you're speaking for Brandy. So why is it okay for you to speak on behalf of Brandy, but it's not okay for Ken to come defend his wife?
To tell Taylor to shut up last year.
Yeah, and I guarantee, by the way, also, that if someone were coming at Yolanda and David Foster spoke up, Yolanda would be the first person to be like, I think it's quite romantic that David spoke up for me. That's what a real husband does. You know, she'd be the very first person to do that. So, honestly, Yolanda does deserve a ticket to Shut Up Mountain this week, because she was absolutely ridiculous on that front.
Yeah, she really was. Yolanda is acting like a fucking moron, and I've never liked her anyway with her stupid, like, oh, I have 20 children from 5 fathers, and we're all a big, happy family. It's like, get a job, bitch. Get a fucking job, please. I'm so sick of it.
I love how fired up we are this week.
Oh, my recap is 12 pages.
I'm seriously, stop. This episode fired me up, and we're only halfway through. So now here's the big question, the big debate in the entire episode. Do we think that Lisa put tabloids in Brandy's bag? I mean, forget for a moment that this is the most ridiculous controversy of all time. Do we think that Lisa put them in there? Yes or no?
Well, no. No, I don't think she put them in there. But I do think Lisa was caught going, well, you know, I saw them, but I didn't put them in the bag. Yeah. Well, I didn't even see them until we were back. I mean, what Lisa, magazines? Yeah. What? I don't read. I don't even know how to read. Those were Spanish magazines. I've never been to Mexico.
Lisa was basically like Roger Rabbit getting cornered in a bar, okay? Like, she was like, please, Eddie, please. Like, she was not on her A game when it came to defending herself. She was not. Listen, we are definitely, obviously, Team Lisa, but I will be the first one to say she did a shitty job of defending herself.
I'm on that one, but I don't. I think she went over there, and Brandy and Yolanda were like, "Did you see these?" Because it was more than one magazine, first of all. And Brandy had them, like, I love that the way Brandy describes it is she has them laid out on her coffee table like a like picture books. It's like, okay, here's the Time Life book. Here's a book of Keith Haring photos. And here's all the magazines of Kyle cheating with Randy Hookers.
And by the way, and who bought those tabloids? You know, like, did they just, like, materialize out of nowhere, Brandy? I mean, come on now. But
I mean, who even buys paper anymore? Yeah. I mean, we all get it online now. Brandy actually went out to a physical place and bought actual paper with things printed on it.
I know.
I mean, when was the last time Brandy ever did that?
I'm surprised. I thought she was an avid reader of The Divine Addiction. But here's the thing, though. Okay, so here's what I Here's Ben's little conspiracy theory of the week. Whenever Lisa gets sort of caught in a situation like this, her first response, which Kyle even mentioned, is to say, "Oh, darling, it was a joke. It was a joke. You have to have some levity. It was just a joke, darling." That's like her go-to excuse. So the fact that she didn't even bother with that one, because that's the easiest, most reliable way to get out of that situation, the fact that she didn't even mention that made me think that I actually don't think that she did it. Because that's what she always says. That's what she always does. She goes, "Oh, no, 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 darling, you misinterpreted."
Well, she was obviously guilty of something. So what I think is that Brandy was like, "Look at all these magazines." And Yolanda was like, "Oh, my God, look at this." And then Lisa was like kind of laughing about it because she wasn't getting along with Kyle. And we've seen her make comments, like catty comments about Kyle. Yeah. Like, that's a big secret.
Yeah.
And she probably made some catty comment or something. Or maybe she even said, like, "Let's bring it, read it for bedtime stories." You know, who knows?
I actually think it could have been that latter thing. That's my other theory, which is that, you know, if you're about to go on a road trip, it's not the craziest thing in the world to suggest bringing a magazine along, you know? Like, and especially if like, your friend is on the cover, maybe she was just like, "Bring it. I want to read that. I want to see what they're saying." Because you know what? Maybe she was even mentioned in the article. Maybe she's implicated. I mean, have we learned nothing from The Real Housewives of New Jersey? You got to keep up on what the tabloids are saying so that we know how to defend yourself.
Well, I have no doubt that Lisa took joy in the fact that Mauricio was caught cheating with hookers, allegedly. I mean, she didn't like Kyle. Kyle's been starting shit with her for years. It's not like Lisa's some nun. I don't doubt that she was saying bitchy things or making comments, but guess what? You're allowed to do that with your best friends. And right. If they turn on you, that's not your fault, that's theirs. I mean, think of all the cutty things I say to you guys on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, if you went repeating things that I said, that would just not be nice. Like, you can't use that against me later, you know?
Also, let's also not forget that Brandy is also a drunk, or at least she seems to be a drunk, and she's professed to have been to taking Xanax. She was on Xanax when she went to Hawaii, whatever. The point is that she sometimes is not in a totally sober state.
She's also a compulsive liar. Nothing she said has been true. That stuff about Adrian, okay, well, we didn't know what the big secret was, but we did know that she said, what was her big thing with Adrian? Oh, that Adrian had served her with a letter through lawyers threatening to sue her, which she never did. And Brandy even admitted later that she never did it. Adrian sent a letter to one of her ex-employees who had signed a non-disclosure agreement and said, "If you're the one leaking this information, I will sue you because you signed a non-disclosure agreement," which is completely okay. That's like,
I think that what Brandy does is, I don't think
she's a fucking liar. She twists everything, and then she's.
I don't think that she's. I don't think that she's like a compulsive liar. Like she. I don't think she makes things up out of nothing, out of thin air, but I think that she has a warped sense. I think that she sees things and she exaggerates and she twists them and she doesn't understand. I don't think she even realizes she's doing it. Like, I think she misinterprets.
A little smile while everybody's going crazy and fighting. She just sits there and, like, I mean, if she hadn't injected botulism into her face so much, she'd probably be grinning like the Joker. But as much as she can move her fucking mouth, she's sitting there smiling, watching the wreck that she caused, you know?
Yeah.
I think she's just a fucking bullshitter.
Yeah, so they really went after Lisa hardcore. Everyone turned on her. And, you know, the thing was this, though. Like, I mean, listen, Lisa's not perfect. She has done wrong things. She has said things that she shouldn't have said. I'm sure she takes some, you know, some joy.
While we're on that, for example, they showed a flashback yesterday when she was like, "We've always believed you, darling." They showed the clip of her telling Ken, "Well, we don't know if it's true or not. You know, I can't say definitively if it's true or not. How am I supposed to know? I'm not in the relationship." And Ken's like, "No, it's not true. The end of it. He's our friend, and it's not true." And Lisa's like, "Well, I can't prove that." So, you know, she said that, which was kind of cunty. And then at that dinner where Kyle started crying, she said, "Where there's smoke, there's fire," right? Or was that Yolanda who said that? I think it was Lisa. So it's like, if you're going to bring that stuff up and hold it against Lisa.
It was Yolanda who said that.
Oh, okay. So if you're gonna bring up like legit stuff that Lisa's done, or you think that she's made catty comments behind your back and trying to make you look bad, okay, that I can get behind because that's a real fight. But just to make shit up
what's really annoying to me is, okay, it's this, the tabloid thing is stupid enough, but then Brandy puts it out there and they just all go run with it. It's like, it's so gossipy and such hearsay, and they just accept it. they just accept it when Brandy is the one who's always, like, starting shit with people, and for some reason they believe this woman right now. And the truth is that when they come at Lisa, she is the one. Lisa has all her, everything she said to defend herself was absolutely right. Did it look sort of guilty for them to walk away, perhaps? But at the same time, I know that if it were my mom and dad and they were being attacked by a bunch of, like, idiots, they too would leave. Yeah, they would also leave.
Yeah.
Now,
my mother would probably stab them. Yeah. And then she'd use her alcoholism as an excuse, just like fucking Kim.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, Kim. You know, one thing I put in the recap, I was like, you know who else has an excuse because they were an alcoholic? And then I put a picture of Mothers Against Drunk Driver, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and said, stop complaining about your dead children. You know, the people who were driving those cars were alcoholics. It's like, shut up, Kim. Every time someone brings up something that she did wrong, she's like, how dare you? I was an alcoholic back then. Oh, Kim, please, that does not excuse everything. You do not get a gold star for being an alcoholic, you fucking idiot. Okay?
Well, I was actually
not being drunk today.
Well, what I was really happy about was that, so at the dinner, what happened was, we then go to a very tense dinner, and, you know, Kyle decides
to ruin it and be like, well, I want to talk about it.
She's like, I want to ask both of, she wanted to ask Lisa and Brandy, like, at the same time, like, is the magazine situation true, whatever. So then everyone starts to fight, and then Kim starts saying, well, you know, there's always, like, the truth is always, like, you know, I feel like you're always lying. It's like when you were in Wisconsin, instead of coming to, when you said you were in Wisconsin, instead of coming to my daughter's graduation party. And you know what? I was so glad that Ken finally was like, well, why didn't you come to our daughter's wedding? Why didn't you come to our daughter's wedding? She's like, well, I was moving.
And
like,
that's, said, oh, really? You did an RSVP. And then she was about to kill him. Because why? Because that's when she was drunk, Ken. And you know that. How could you bring that up on TV? Kim's a victim. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, yeah. Shut the fuck up, Kim.
Yeah. Maybe that time you said you was in Missouri.
But Kim, first of all, that's not where she was. get your places straight.
But you know what I also loved in that entire scene was that, like, Kim kept on, like, trying to get, like, a good angle to see Ken, and so her head kept on going back and forth. It was like one of those inflatable dolls that you punch and it comes back at. And it's just, like, left and right. Like, she couldn't. And then I love that finally Ken just, like, get out of the way, you stupid face. Stupid head out of the way, Kim. Admittedly, that was rude. Ken, that was, like, mean of Ken. But,
well, look, you know.
But you know what, though? Like, at that point, she pushed him.
He's had to deal with fucking Kim popping up out of nowhere just to cause shit or be a bitch. Like, this woman has done nothing for anybody else. Yeah. She's one of the only women who's not part of any fucking charity. The only time she leaves her house is when she absolutely has to collect a fucking paycheck or sign autographs next to, like, the kid from Webster,
yeah,
or whatever is going on over there. She doesn't do anything for anybody but herself. She doesn't show up to anybody's stuff. She doesn't RSVP to anything. And then she'll show up to cry and blame everything on her alcoholism, or to throw somebody else under the bus, or to, you know, like, run up to Maurizio and be like, oh, did you hear what Lisa was saying? It's like the worst game of telephone ever. It's like drunky telephone. She said that you got a penis taken off and became a hooker and made out with someone at a hotel bar. And
he's like, what? You know, who said that? I thought they were my friends and stuff. So say that about me. Stupid Kim.
You're stupid. Joyce is the one who came out looking the best.
Well, yeah, because she didn't say anything. I mean, it's like, if you're just quiet on this show, we all like you, you know? It's like the minute you open your mouth, everyone's like, killer!
I almost wish... You're really distorted today, Ronnie. I have to say, your audio... all the people at home, I don't know what's happening.
Really distorted?
It sounds like you're speaking through a
phone. Oh my gosh, I wish you would have told me that it wasn't facts.
I did tell you, but I think you were still, like, very heated from the rant. It's okay. People, we just have to say... It's okay. We can still understand you. It's just that it's gonna be a little intense, intense for listeners. But that being said, Carlton also made out like a bandit, mainly because she wasn't there. Although I kind of would have liked to have seen her there, because she just would have been appalled by every single little thing. But all the wrong things. She'd be like, could you believe that Kim was wearing a ponytail to dinner? I mean, where are we? The circus?
I'm so glad she wasn't there.
I know.
And I think it's really sad. Does this sound better?
Oh, yeah, much better. What'd you do?
You see, I could have fixed this a long time ago, you guys.
I tried to tell you.
I just won't shut up.
We're in a fight.
I just had to replug in my headphones.
Oh.
Well, you see, guys, sorry for all that torture. God, that must have
sucked. But you know what, though? See, that's also the way adults handle things. They just tell things politely, and then they politely fix it.
And then I politely blame you later.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
This is actually going to be the beginning of the end for our podcast, because we're going to go tell like people off the air, and then like start resentments, and then have a big fight over dinner.
Matt called me the other day, and he said that he wants to start a podcast away from you, because at least it'll sound clear.
Well, Matt wanted to put a bunch of tabloids about you in my satchel, and I was like, no, but he's like, yes, put them in there. And I was like, okay, fine, but then when he wasn't looking, I took them out. So that's like a really damning situation.
I don't care if it's like Ronnie has been fucking his dog Bueller. Like if whatever is in the tabloids, bring them to dinner. I will be so excited to be in a tabloid. I don't care what it's about. If I murdered a child.
Yeah. And by the way, also when I like when they're like the things that Lisa have done, they've hurt my family. They've hurt the kids. That like what are you talking about? Because Lisa has brought like allegedly wanted to bring the tabloids. Lisa, it's so stupid. Like, you know what? Tell your husband to keep his shit in his pants. Allegedly.
Now we're going. Oh, and by the way, who do you think leaked that story to the tabloids? Brandy. Who the fuck else would it?
Oh, yeah, Brandy was like feuding with him last season.
Who was the inside source? You know it was Brandy because she hated Kyle. And now she's turning that around and trying to make it seem like it was Lisa so she can get some more fucking camera time. Brandy is ridiculous. Now, granted, thank God something happened on this show.
I know, it's about time we had like a good episode.
That's so stupid. And then Lisa leaves Puerto Rico. So next week we get to watch dum-dums in Puerto Rico doing nothing. Like, yeah. Oh, Maurizio and Kyle are going to pretend to be a loving couple some more and make out. And Kim's going to be wacky and try and talk Spanish and get dime bags. And Yolanda's Yolanda's going to walk around the big coconut tribute down.
Coconut tribute. All right. Well, listen, we have since you have a heart out today, why don't we move on to another show? We can talk, I guess, briefly about Vanderpump Rules. This week, Vanderpump Rules was the secrets revealed. And the way I like to describe this show, I'm going to use an analogy. It's an extended analogy, so give me a moment here. So I kind of feel like the Vanderpump Rules as a show is kind of like a big turd, you know? And like the reunion is like when you wipe your ass from the turd. And this episode was like, you know, like when you take a big shit and you wipe your ass, but then like an hour later, even though you were totally convinced you had wiped everything off, an hour later you're like, I feel like there's still something there. And then you wipe again and you're like, oh, there's still like a little bit there. That's what this episode was like.
Yeah. I will agree that this is like the poop specks that are on the rim of your toilet. Yeah. Scratch off with like a nail file.
That being said, like it's my favorite show on Bravo. Don't get me wrong.
Someone said that Tom made a comment like, yeah, I would have done it with another guy. What did Tom say? What gay thing did Tom say?
That I don't know that he would have. I think that he would have been fine to watch Kristen with another guy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not so bad. I thought like he was getting in on it or something.
I do remember there, like when I was watching the special, I was like, you know, I've only learned one thing this episode, and I can't wait to mention it on the podcast. But even that, I can't remember. It was just a bunch of like little random scenes of them like bickering, laughing, doing stupid things. Nothing too special.
Yeah, that show's stupid. So glad it's over. Can't wait to see what they do next year, because what are they going to do? They're going to make Olivia Palermo a lead, I guess, because she's like the biggest bitch left, and she hasn't done anything yet. And they're going to have to kind of bring in new people. I mean, Horseface number 2 can't do anything.
No.
What are they going to do?
I know. And by the way, I'm so glad that Bravo found another way to expose us to even more spray tans and ass shaving, because I was like, oh, you know, or ass waxing. I was like, you know, we haven't seen it enough on this show or the other shows. Thanks for cramming in extra footage of it on the on this like Secrets Revealed special.
Yeah, I can't with that show. And you know what? I really wish that we could have that Lisa fighting with these bitches, because she would take all these bitches down.
Yeah.
And before, I know that we're moving back after we just moved on, but I have to mention my favorite part of the episode because I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Is when they're back at the hotel and Ken's like, all right, darling, it's just me and you against the world forever, smoking their cigarette, which someone pointed out was like the couple on House of Cards sharing a cigarette, like when they're like ruling the whole world.
And
over, which is funny. But also Lisa's crying and Ken makes a chess comment, which I thought was very interesting. He's like, you know, they set it up and then Kyle had a checkmate at dinner. And Lisa stopped crying and looked at him and went,
that won't be a checkmate, or that won't be the checkmate. And then she kind of smiled, and I was like, you go, bitch.
Yeah, because you know what? If she wasn't manipulative before, now she will be. And you know what? What these people don't realize, they're always like, you see what happens whenever you go up against Lisa? She destroys you. It's like, no, Lisa doesn't destroy you. What happens is, you go up against Lisa, you look like an idiot, the public decides they don't like you anymore, and then you're destroyed because of that. It's not because of Lisa. It's because you go after someone who's likable and nice. Well, not nice. Not nice. But someone that's likable.
You could read the you should all go to Bravo TV, which, you know, I don't like plugging that shit, but go to it and read the comments on these ladies' blogs. They are hilarious. People are just ripping them to shreds. All of them. The only one who's not getting ripped to shreds is Lisa.
Yeah. Good.
I don't even think she's posted hers yet, but everyone else
is, and they're going to say, well, it's because because she has a show with Andy Cohen. So they're only allowing good things on her blog. They're going to have a whole set of reasons.
Yeah.
But they don't realize it's because of them. They stupid faces.
Okay, so speaking of Brandy supposedly being told by Nene to bring down the most powerful one to become the most powerful, over at Real Housewives of Atlanta, Kenya is bringing down the most powerful one to become
big powerful. Time. Kenya's doing an expert job of that.
Claire, that bitch is doing it right. She is making Nene look like the biggest fucking fool ever. Yeah. Nene is losing her temper left and right. She's saying things that she's not going to be able to take back. Like, she's pissed off every gay in America at this point.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from this shit, and I am loving it. It is hilarious.
Oh my God, it is amazing. So I think there were basically two major events on this episode, right? Which was, one was that there was a surprise party for Peter. And at that surprise party, Kenya and Nene sort of brokered an uneasy truce. Nene was also still pissy at Peter because Peter had words with her at the last thing. And then the other significant thing that happened was that the Bailey agency put together what actually looked like a really fun event called the Bailey Bowl. It's like the first time ever that Cynthia and or Peter have put something together that I think looks legitimate. Mm-hmm. And so... now, if you remember the last time there was a field day on Bravo, you may remember that it did not go so well, and it was in New Jersey, and it wound up with Gia crying on the field, and what's-her-face, Jacqueline scolding her with a picture book in the living room or something like that. So basically...
Classy jurors.
Basically, Nene was on the same level as 9-year-old Gia. That's what happened this week.
Well, she's mad because Marlo is friends with Kenya now.
Yeah.
And she is not even pretending to come up with another reason to be mad at Marlo. That's pretty much it. So now she's completely cut off Marlo. And Marlo, of course, is not going to be, you know, turned away like that. So she straight up goes after Nene and follows her and pulls a charade.
Yeah.
Following Nene out and criticizing her.
Yeah.
I just wish she... repeated the "yo busted ass missing teeth."
Yeah,
you know, rented car. I'm rich, bitch. I'm very, very rich.
Let me tell you something. Marlo is a beast. She's an ogre. She might be a man. She's all sorts of things. And sympathetic is not one of them. But in this episode, I have to say, I thought Marlo, like, she seemed like she was being really nice to Nene, and Nene had a whole attitude. It's like, you know what, Nene, get over yourself. Girls can be friends with other girls. And this goes back to Beverly Hills, too. You know what? This is a problem that seems to be very prevalent amongst Bravo women, which is that they're too territorial over each other. Just just stop being jealous of each other for once. You guys are tearing each other down.
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying, but Nene's correct. Kenya is hating Nene. She's doing whatever she can to get on her nerves.
Yeah.
And she's purposely befriending Marlo because she knows it's going to piss off Nene. I honestly believe that.
Yeah.
But Nene is dealing with it in the wrong way. Like, she's totally manipulating you. She's trying to make you crazy, and it's working. I mean, this is like 2 weeks in a row now. You've looked like a complete asshole. What did she scream about Donald Trump as she was storming off?
I know that, like, Marlo said something like, have Donald Trump fix your hair, and I think Nene said something like, I don't know. It was so, like, I was like, my jaw was dropped. I wasn't really taking in any specifics. I was just like, these people are so ridiculous.
So ridiculous. Loved it the whole time.
Meanwhile, poor Candy, she's like, see, now, where's Rod? Because, see, now, everyone's cheating on me right now. Like, everyone's cheating, like, see, I'm the only one who, like, went back to starting line with my hula hoop. I love how Kenya got so competitive. I love how she entered with all those cheerleaders and everything.
Yeah. Who ended? I don't even know who was winning. I was cleaning the house when that shit happened. But
I don't think that anyone was taking any reliable scores.
Okay, we have got 12 minutes. So what other shows happened? Okay, the Shaws of... Do you want us to talk more about Atlanta? Do you have anything else?
No, except that just to say that Nene is acting the fool. Okay, yes. So 12 minutes before Ronnie has to leave. So let's talk about Shaws of Sunset Reunion.
But maybe she'll quit. Who knows? Okay, the Shaws of Sunset Reunion.
Okay, more crazy people. So basically, we sat through an hour of Gigi and MJ saying the nastiest things to each other, belittling each other. Gigi calling MJ fat and stupid, MJ just saying just terrible, terrible things. And then we get to the hour, at the end of the hour, and Andy's like, hey, MJ, can you say one nice thing about Gigi? Is there anything that you love about her? And MJ's like, everything. I love it all. I love her all. And Gigi's like, I love her too. It's great. I love her. And I was like, what? These people are certifiably insane.
That's why I hate that show. They are so gross to each other, and they're supposed to be friends. They are so gross. And if you ever called me fat and ugly, I'm sorry. We're not going to be friends again, ever. How do you become president? You cannot just be calling someone fat and ugly. And then you think MJ is going to have a higher moral ground and going to say, oh, you're going to call me fat and ugly. That's really nice, Gigi. But instead she goes, you're going to call me ugly with that nose? So they're ripping each other apart.
They're crazies. And meanwhile, there was also, they tried to burn Lily at the stake, but I don't know. I still continue to be on Lily's side. I feel like...
Lily is like a non-player.
They put Lily in a really difficult position in terms of this whole party thing. Even if, regardless of whether her party sucked or whatever, if she had a finite number of seats, and MJ, who calls her all sorts of awful things and is mean to her and has tried to push her out of the group millions of times, and MJ doesn't have the courtesy to RSVP until the night before, I think it was fine for Lily to say, sorry, can't accommodate you. And I think it's like bullshit that now Lily looks like the bad guy when it was MJ who put her in that position.
Well, I think that the thing with her is, look, these people are already friends when you're coming into the situation. Yep. They're horrible fucking people. If you're going to be on this show, you're going to have to be a horrible person. Like, if you're not willing to play, then you're going to be on the sidelines, which is what happened this whole season and why she won't be back for the next season. Yep. Like, I don't blame you. And you're totally right that these people are awful. Like, they are horrible. They're all going to hell. But, you know, that's kind of why people watch them on TV. So if you're going to be nice, do it somewhere else, lady. Yeah.
By the way, I saw Sasha, you know,
this is America!
I saw him at the Abbey this weekend, and I almost was like, oh, I should take a picture with him and put it on our Facebook page. And then I thought to myself, you know what, Ben? You do have some standards.
That's good. Doesn't it feel good to know? Like, know. Were you standing up a little taller after that?
A little bit. He was actually kind of cute, I have to say. He looked good.
What else? Oh, so Reza was looking completely nervous this whole time.
Yes.
With his eyes and uncomfortable. And you know when Reza looks nervous, it's because he's about to take somebody, rent a bus with Mike's picture on it, and run them over in the middle of the street.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was nervous because he couldn't find the sliders on the table. How fun is that? That's so Persian. That's so Persian to put the sliders front and center. Like, only white people hide the sliders.
There's so much food on that table, and they're all actually pigging out.
Yeah, they were eating the entire time. That was the funniest part.
But he's about to throw somebody completely under the bus, because that's pretty much what Reza does. He's friends with you, tells everybody you're best friends, and then he fucks you over because he has no life or storyline to speak of his own. So Andy asked him about the thing with Mike, and... it's all off. Mike's a user, Mike's lazy, Mike's this, Mike's... Then they go at each other, and then that ends with, well, now how do you feel about Reza? I love him like a brother. He's an asshole. Reza, will this ever be fixed? No, it's unfixable. It's not going to be fixed.
That is like, it's like, it would be so hard for it to be fixed. Like, for it to be fixed, like, I would have to have some compassion and, like, I've realized that, like, I just don't have, like, compassion right now. It's just not something that I have in my life. I don't have it.
I did love what Mike said. He doesn't even have a family because his mom won't even speak to him.
I know. That was good. Like, I liked the way Mike took him down.
Yeah, Reza.
But whatever, they're going to have another fake hug next week where they're going to apologize and say, I just want our friendship back. And it's going to be fake, and nothing will be resolved.
get is Asa. So next year, everybody's going to find some reason to go against Asa.
Yeah. Yeah. Asa's next.
Get poisoned from diamond water. Some shit's going to go down. I don't know, but she's next because that's basically how it works on this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just Bethany got canceled.
I think we talked about that last week, didn't we? And then did you watch Blood, Sweat, and Heels this week?
Oh, yeah. We still have another show.
Yeah.
Boring, yawn.
What? Not as explosive as other episodes, but I am a big fan of this show. And you know what I loved? I love that they returned to the Wesley Snipes well. And once again, Micah called Geneva Wesley Snipes. And this time they actually put a side-by-side picture up on the screen. I was like, oh, hell no. And they did. It was hilarious. And you know what? Totally accurate.
Oh, I love Micah that she keeps saying, well, you know, my husband was cheating on me. He was in a relationship of 20 years. That means you were cheating, bitch. You know that, right? You're the other woman in this
situation. No, but she didn't know. The whole thing was that she didn't know.
Exactly. But she, once you find out, you stay with a man who's like cheating on someone he's been with for 20 years.
Yeah.
There is something not right with that girl. And it's not just the alcohol.
No, I know. Well, obviously she's a little bonker. She feeds like wine to her chinchilla named Rocky after Barack Obama. So she's like, she's got one screw loose, but I would have it no other way personally. Yeah. But you know, as I was watching the show last night, I think Daisy's mom came through and I just was thinking that like, it really is. I feel like the show is so refreshing because all these women, they really are significantly smarter than the women in Atlanta or on Married to Medicine. Pretty much any reality show coming out of Atlanta, these women are definitely brighter. And you can see all the parents, several of the parents have appeared on the episodes. And you can see these are women who come from education. Like their parents are all like educated professionals. And it's refreshing. And I think it's like really, it's important that we see this because honestly, as we've said many, many times before, Bravo makes black people look ridiculous. And it's like, I think it's nice that there's finally like educated black people on Bravo who, sure, they may be fighting, but they're not like looking like total idiots, you know?
Well, that's the problem with the show.
But they still have good fights, though. They still have very good fights.
So boring. I'm not getting it. And they're like, everyone's too hoity-toity to fight, but they're the ones like starting it and calling someone an alcoholic 20 times a week on national TV. Like, that is starting a fight. Like, you can act all smart, blog lady, Demetria, whatever.
Yeah.
But you're just as low down and dirty as everybody else. You just speak really well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not into smart people on TV. I do not use it. I don't think it works. I think we need to go back to degrading television. And look, if gays aren't allowed to look smart on TV,
why should any other minority?
You know, let's all get back to looking stupid so we can keep Bravo on the air.
The sad truth is that Blood, Sweat, and Heels is kind of like Bravo's answer to Downton Abbey. It's like the refined show that they have. So the most educated and well-spoken people are on Blood, Sweat, and Heels. I mean, you had to have laughed a little bit when Micah said that, like, if there was going to be a fight, there would be pieces of Tu Wong Fu all over the walls. You had to have laughed at that a little bit.
At that. I did laugh at that. But it's mostly just boring. It's like, they won't fight, but they'll get right up in each other's face and stare each other down.
Yeah.
You know? And otherwise, what are they going to fight about? It's like, you're an alcoholic. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Ugh, I've seen it.
I know. I don't know. I'm enjoying it again because I know someone who is like who drinks a lot and is like destructive, and has kind of, hopefully he's not listening, but he has kind of alienated himself from a lot of us. And I know what that's like. It's actually a very real situation to be in, and so in certain ways I kind of identify with the main conflict of this show, but I also think that the characters are really kooky and funny, and I don't know. I love it. And I think Bree is sort of like a great semi-villain, you know, because she's just she's such a prissy bitch. It's hilarious.
Yeah, she really is a prissy little bitch.
She's like, she really is a spoiled brat. And she's so fake. She's so fake. It's great. But then when you start calling her on her shit, all of a sudden her claws really come out, which is kind of my favorite type of character.
Yeah, she was acting kind of like the sweet, innocent one. So it's funny that she's ending up being the biggest bitch out of all of them.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So, Ronnie, guess what? It's time for you to leave.
This was the shortest one we've ever done, I think.
I know. Can you believe we covered all the shows in 1 hour?
That is not right.
So, Lisa Vanderpump, if you did, in fact, listen, hi. She probably tuned out a long time ago.
Yeah, she's probably like, what the hell is this?
She's like, oh, these are my supporters? Never mind. I'm on Team Brandy now. She's like, I admit it all. She's like, if these are the sort of people that are going to follow me now, then I admit it all. I put the tabloids in the suitcase.
I did plant Sheena 5 years ago.
I am friendly with Sheena. I do have conversations with her.
Yeah.
And by the way, when will Brandy realize that Sheena is probably there because the producers put her there? And I like, by the way, that Brandy was like blaming Lisa for Sheena being at Dancing with the Stars. I mean, come on, now, stop being so narcissistic, Brandy, to think that like every move everyone makes is like somehow involves you, like either like thinking of you or thinking of how to take you down. Please. She got invited to the show because she's on Bravo and she's works for Lisa, and Lisa probably said to her employees, like, if any of you want to go see Dancing with the Stars, let me know.
Yeah, and not only that, but Brandy brings herself down. I mean, she has screwed herself over so hard. I don't even know how she still has custody of those children. All they have to do is take in her Twitter feed. Like, take some fucking screenshots.
Yeah, seriously.
She's a terrible, terrible human being. Like, shut up already over there, Brandy. You and Yolanda, get in the car, drive somewhere, and shut up. I mean, I'm not filing that category quite yet because I want to see when we find out that Maurice really has been sleeping with tranny hookers. I need to see that.
Yeah.
Do you know what's coming? It's the Housewives.
All right. So on that note, if you would like to continue this conversation, if there was anything we missed because we were being super fast, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. We also have a Twitter account, by the way, called @whatcrappens. You can find Ronnie at trashtalktv.com. He does very funny recaps of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Go check that out. I'm at bsideblog.com. And my Twitter handle is bsideblog, and that's my Instagram, too, and my Vine, and all that sort of stuff. And Ronnie's at trashtweettv. So, really, you should be following us, because we'll make your life much better. So, thanks, everyone, for listening. Ronnie, good luck going to wherever you're going.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Talk next week.
Bye.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and 5 comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.